What is up, guys? Welcome to Melty Talks. I am your host, Tanner, Senpai, Yoshi, whatever you guys want to call me. We have not been making podcasts here as of late because it's been an emotional roller coaster of news, emotional roller coaster of events that have been happening. I've been, you know, going to certain jobs and just working my tail end off and then getting other jobs. And then, you know, we're also in the process of getting Melty where he needs to be, you know. And the biggest thing that I'm doing now is just creating designs for Melty to go for the merch shop. Merch shop has been selling well, especially with the cups and the hats and everything else that we have on there. I'll tell you what, the cups and the hats, they've really been selling like nobody's freaking business, man. We all have just been working our tail end off to get Melty where he needs to be. And I've basically been devoting at least 80% of my time whenever I'm home to creating new designs and just ideas in general for Melty. And I just wanted to take this time to give you guys a short little update on what's been happening and the state and the status of said creation, Melty. So right now we're in the process of, like I said earlier, you know, sprucing up the merch store. We're getting more people onto the team to help promote, help get this thing started. Because everyone knows that Melty is LLC, he is copyrighted. So we got that going for us at least, you know, when for everything to come to fruition. But other than that, you know, Melty's where he needs to be. And so first of many things that we're trying to do right now is make sure the merch store is spruced up. You know, we're trying to get Melty on TikTok, and he does have his own account. It's all about the videos that we're trying to figure out what we're going to post, whether it's going to be like merch store stuff or if we're going to create like little cartoons. Because another thing that we're trying to do right now with Procreate Dreams, which I don't know if you guys have heard of that app yet, but you could basically make your own cartoons and stuff. It's a lot better than the animation assist on Procreate itself. So I got that going for us, but there's a lot of time that you have to devote yourself to for Procreate Dreams because it takes a long time to make one scene. So we're trying to make a little animation style intro for the podcast too as well. We're going to be going live too. Try to do our podcast live on the weekends because right now I got a new job and I work for the railroad and I get weekends off, and then I get off at a decent time too as well. Can't forget about that. So we got that as well. We're going to be just working our tail end off on Melty in that front too as well. On every day that I'm off, every day that I get off work, you know, we're going to be constantly working on Melty. As of right now, I'm drawing a design for Melty and kind of like a skull type thing. I'll be going live majority on Twitch too as well, you know, promoting the merch, promoting everything about Melty. And then soon I'll be creating Melty's Twitch as well, which he has one. It's just all about streaming on it and stuff, you know. He literally has been on tap these last couple of months. You know, I've just been saying screw my art business that I make, screw everything that I was doing prior to Melty, because I really wanted to work on him to the point of where I know at least when time comes down to it, you know, I have everything that I need. I have products, I have designs, I have the people that I want working for me. No, excuse me. So it's been a roller coaster, man. So some more of our plans are we're pitching ideas to energy drink companies to possibly create a Melty energy drink. We've been emailing back and forth to big companies like Adult Swim to pick up the IP for Melty to make a certain cartoon for him, because I have a vision that I want. And I've been going through the motions here lately, about who I want to voice Melty if it ever were to happen, you know, and I finally came up with one, but, you know, it's a shot in the dark, and it's very, very doubtful that he'd even pick up the email because he's so famous, and not only is he famous, he's going through a lot of backlash right now, and I don't care what's going on, because, honestly, I want Justin Roiland to voice Melty because I feel like he has a unique voicing style to where he can create a voice for just about anything. And yeah, so we're trying to get in a show on Adult Swim. We're trying to make an app too as well. I'm talking to a few of my buddies that are more geekish when it comes to that certain aspect. Because I don't know the first thing about making an app, trust me. I just thought you just get on the internet, boom, make an app, dude, you're good. No, that's not how it goes. So we're going to be, you know, focusing on making an app for Melty so you can download wallpapers, you can order merch, and hopefully have some little mini games for Melty, because we're also, it's not a plan because it's not going to happen anytime soon. But it is an ambition that we're trying to go for right now, is to make a Melty video game. Basically, you're going through destroying scientists that are trying to capture you and stuff like that. And we have a plethora of ideas for what we want to do with Melty. And trust me, when this train just starts going, trust me, it's not going to stop. I will make sure there's coal in the fire. We're not going to stop. This is going to keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going, because in my life, I've not really been passionate about much except for, you know, being a father, being a hardworking husband. I've been passionate about that. And I always knew that, you know, I was an artist, you know, like I love drawing. I've been drawing for the last, I want to say 16 years. And, you know, I've always wanted to do something with my art. And with the creation of Melty, I have realized that, holy shit, you know, I got something that could be something. I got something that could turn into something, clothing brand, product brand, you know. And you know, it's not, and everyone's like, well, you know, it's not all about the money. And yes, I totally agree, it's not always about the money, and trust me, that's not what I'm looking for in this. What I'm looking for is just to create something that everyone can enjoy, everyone can just feel proud of, you know, because at the end of this, when this does start taking off and everyone is wearing Melty, I just want to feel one emotion, and that's proud of myself and proud of the team that I have and the team that I hold that has helped me get to where I am today. Because I tell everybody, you know, I've seen people create a business, right, and do it completely by themselves with no help. But the moment they become, you know, famous, or they become wealthy, when it comes to the fact of their brand, you know, everybody wants to come out the woodwork like, oh, we, you know, we always supported you, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, they didn't help the initial product. I got up at, let's say, I think it was 4 o'clock. I got up this morning. I got up at 4 o'clock and decided, you know what? I'm working on Melty today. Yesterday, I worked on my Twitch and marketing and all this other stuff. And today I was like, I just want to work on Melty. I just want to see how this would go and see what I could do, see what I can mock up today, you know? So I've created a little bit of a design for Melty of him, you know, as a banana being held by a monkey, because my buddy King Beast, he kind of inspired me with his artwork, because I'll be collabing with him soon on a merch kind of style collab. He's gonna do his design, then I'm just gonna add Melty to his design, and we're gonna go from there. And I want to take time today to kind of explain the story of Melty, you know, just in case you guys don't really know the story of Melty. So the story starts off as, you know, this kid is working at this cleaning supply company, and their boss is kind of like dictator-esque, you know, and he's fighting for the 100% logo, you know what I'm saying? Like, most of these cleaning products nowadays have cleans 99.9% of messes, and the boss wants to have that 100%. And so this young intern or young employee creates a formula that can literally devour anything in its way. You know, say there's road crews trying to clear roadkill off the street. You just pour this stuff on it and it devours it, and there's no mess, no cleanup. So the kid pitches the idea to the tirade of guy, and he says, I'll give you one shot for this to work. One shot for it to work. And the kid is ecstatic. He's happy about it. He's happy that finally his boss is actually letting him get some leeway. And he, you know, gets all the stuff. He works it out. And then, you know, history may have it, you know, whenever something good happens, you know, something bad happens as well. So a storm blows through the city of New York, of which the, you know, storyline for this is based, and, you know, totally wrecks the facility that they're in. And whenever that happens, you know, a big strike of lightning hits one of the vats of the product, and it literally explodes all over the young intern that was, you know, had the idea for Melt Away. That's the name of the product, Melt Away. So it devours him, and, you know, he's dead, obviously. And, well, the place is forced to shut down due to labor, you know, stuff, or the guy always overworking his employees. And the FCC or whatever, I'm still learning terminology for these places that, you know, obviously protect their employees and stuff like that. So, I would say, let's just say the Workforce Commission got a hold of them and was like, oh, so you're doing this to your employees, you know, you're shut down. Because not only that, they tried covering up the incident with the kid that of Meltaway. So, you know, months down the road, you know, they tried covering up the murder of the kid. And at this point, it is a murder because no one knew about it. And, you know, nothing was done about the situation. So it's basically murder. So out of nowhere, you know, the solvent that they cleaned up and stowed away so nobody could find out that happened, developed eyes and mouth and teeth and all this other stuff. And basically the guy's genes mixed in with the product and created, you know, a living organism by the name of Melty. His powers include being able to devour anything and then shapeshift into that said object. Like, say there's a rubber ducky on the tub, and Melty got a hold of it. The base thing that he just devoured is no longer there, but he can actually shapeshift into it. Hence the reason why the name of the brand is called Shapeshifter, because he can literally shapeshift into anything. And devour anything he wants. That's why the tagline is, why eat when you can devour? So that's the creation of Melty, and that's where I got. And what stemmed it was, you know, he was supposed to be zombie spit. And, you know, my buddy was like, you should add eyes to it and a mouth and a nose or something and see what you can make out of it. And I did, and here we are today with the designs that I have in the merch store and the podcast and all this other stuff. So that's basically what's been going on, and the reason why we haven't really been making any podcasts. I've been working a lot. I can't find time to make a podcast. But now, you know, with this new job, I should have time to make a podcast, make, you know, Twitch streams and all this other cool stuff. So you guys, if you guys are, you know, listeners of the podcast, thank y'all for being patient. We will be coming out with a new podcast soon, besides this one of me just giving it an update. So thank y'all for being patient, and thank y'all for supporting Melty. This has been Senpai. Thank y'all for staying for the update. Peace. Oh, and why eat when you can devour? Bye, guys.